Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio joins us. Adam, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Andy. How about you, man?
Not too bad. And, you know, there are a lot of guys in the NBA world doing a heck of a lot better than I am right now, because there were some guys that got paid on Sunday, Monday, and even as deep into Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. NBA free agency is something else, I'll tell you. I mean, I read something earlier this week, 40% of the league was a free agent. That's crazy to me. And, you know, with all that changing and all of that shifting in the early stages of the week, how much have the odds changed for the 2020 NBA champs over the last few days?
Yeah, the odds have definitely been on the move quite a bit. I mean, obviously the Lakers now, some places even have them an even money favorite, and they'd be a minus money favorite if Kawhi Leonard signs with them. They'd be really an overwhelming favorite. Obviously, we're not entirely sure what he's going to do yet. Keeps his cards very close to the vest. But, you know, outside of movement on the Lakers, it's been relatively quiet. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of movement on the Nets because Kevin Durant's still out for the upcoming season. Milwaukee is one of the favorites in the Eastern Conference, even though, you know, their free agency has been relatively quiet. Obviously, everyone's waiting to see what happens with Toronto and Kawhi Leonard. But, you know, really the big story is just a lot of Lakers money, a lot of adjustments based on what we're hearing. And it's always interesting the way that some people just get information, you know, that some of these lines were moving pretty quickly with the news of Anthony Davis signing with the Lakers, or the trade, I should say. And, you know, it's amazing the way that news cycle works and how these things move and kind of give you an idea of what's going to happen before it actually does.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think when you take a look at the most intriguing scenario on Sunday, it was both KD and Kyrie Irving signing with the Nets. And I looked at that and immediately thought, those are two combustible elements, and it really seems like that's bound to blow up. But as you just mentioned, at least for the present day, the money on the Nets isn't going to change very much, because we don't know when KD's going to return. And, I mean, to throw this out there as well, he's recovering from a ruptured Achilles. There's no telling if he's going to come back anywhere near what he was before.
Yeah, that's a pretty serious injury, obviously. I mean, I don't want to say that ACL tears are kind of run-of-the-mill these days, but it's a procedure that happens with a lot more frequency. I think there's more projectability in terms of how a guy comes back off of that. And Achilles is a different animal. You know, I mean, we kind of saw DeMarcus Cousins. He's sort of a shell of his former self coming back from that injury. It's something that takes, you know, a good probably 18 months to 2 years to actually get fully back from that type of injury. So really no reason for people to get all that excited about the Nets. You know, Kyrie is obviously a great player, but he wouldn't like to hear this. I think he's more of a complimentary piece. I think he needs that LeBron-esque kind of superstar. And once Durant is healthy, if Durant is ever healthy again, that's when you worry about the Nets. But for now, I think the Nets are a team that, you know, probably finishes maybe third or fourth in the Eastern Conference if everything falls their way. And I'd still favor Milwaukee and, you know, potentially Toronto over them in the East as well.
NBA free agency prop bets can be a lot of fun. I'm sure there are some odds out there. I haven't seen any recently, but you mentioned still the biggest domino to fall would be arguably the biggest domino to fall throughout the entire NBA free agency period in Kawhi Leonard. You know, at the beginning of the show, shortly before we came on, a Fox Sports News update mentioned that a plane owned by those that own the Toronto Raptors was on its way down to San Diego, which, of course, is where Kawhi Leonard went to college. And I'm not sure what to make of all that, but have you seen any odds on Kawhi Leonard's potential landing spot or spots?
To be totally honest with you, I mean, it's not something that I've been looking at too closely here, because, you know, that's a very inefficient market. It has low limits, and it's one of those things where really any bit of news will move those types of things around. So while they're interesting, they're also very low limits. So, you know, it's kind of just one of those things. It's almost a novelty as far as the betting market goes. But one thing I can tell you is that I love plane watch season. I mean, with all these flight tracker websites and apps and everything that's out there, I love this. I think it's hilarious, especially during the college football coaching carousel, where you're watching all these private planes from the universities bring in the prospective head coaches and all that. I mean, this is something that, you know, is obviously relatively new with all the technology that's out there, but it's worth its weight in gold in terms of entertainment value.
Yes, absolutely it is. Again, Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. All right, let's get out of NBA free agency and let's get into some home run derby odds. Boy, I look at this bracket and I get really excited. The only thing I wish they had done maybe a little bit differently, I like Christian Yelich a lot. I like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. a lot. I think entertainment value with that 1-8 off the charts. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. What kinds of odds have you seen on the home run derby on Monday?
Well, it's kind of interesting because now Josh Bell is the favorite out there, the switch hitting slugger for the Pirates. And I presume he'll bat left-handed. I haven't really seen as of yet. A lot of switch hitters, obviously, with more power to that side. But also Progressive Field plays better as a home run park for left-handed hitters because of that high wall in right field. So, you know, we could probably see somebody like a Christian Yelich win this thing. We could see somebody like a Josh Bell obviously win it as the favorite. It's a little bit disappointing for me that he's right-handed, but I barked up the Alex Bregman tree a lot last year in the lead-up to the Derby. He was a guy who transformed his launch angle a little bit, was hitting for some more power. He's a selective hitter by nature, so he's not going to be out there chasing anything on the outer half. He's going to take his time. He's going to maximize the pitches that he gets. As far as a guy who's kind of off the board a little bit, is a little bit of a longer shot, I do like Bregman. But again, you know, depending on how the weather conditions shake out on Monday night, the ball generally carries best to right center and right field with some of the architectural enhancements over the last few years. So if you are handicapping the Derby, you got to keep that in mind.
Now, I'll throw this question out to you that we threw out to the listening audience as well. The easy answer to both of these questions would be Carlos Santana. But if you're to take Santana entirely out of the equation, you know, pick out a guy that you want to win and a guy that you think is going to win. Because it seems like there are a lot of likable personalities in the eight-man bracket for this year's Home Run Derby. And I'm intrigued by all of these names, and I think this is a really good chance for Major League Baseball to spotlight these personalities.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I mean, I think in terms of the league, there is really no wrong answer on who wins this thing. Obviously, Santana is, you know, a great hometown story. Bregman, an up-and-coming young player who, I guess I shouldn't say up-and-coming. I mean, he's arrived. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., up-and-coming. You know, Josh Bell would probably be the worst-case scenario for the league just because, you know, he plays in the Pittsburgh market where they're not really, you know, too relevant year in and year out. As far as, you know, obviously I want Santana to win it. You know, I mean, I will be probably emotional at home on the couch watching the ovation that he gets during the All-Star game for his first plate appearance. But I really love Alex Bregman's game. I mean, I know that he's got the spat and the rivalry with Trevor Bauer, but that kid's one of my favorite players to watch. I love everything that he does at the plate offensively, his approach, how he's kind of transformed himself around the same time that the league has. I'd love to see him win it. I don't know if he will, but he's the guy that I would like to see after Santana.
Have you seen any interesting prop bets as far as how they pertain to the Derby itself or the actual All-Star game itself? I'm not sure how heavily that game is looked at as far as prop bets go, but have you seen any interesting ones over the last couple days?
Yeah, I wish I had it in front of me. I'm actually out of pocket right now, but you can get matchup odds for the first round where, you know, they use that bracket-style format now. You can get some head-to-head odds with those. So that's something I'll probably look into here over the next couple of days, really do a deep dive analytically and, you know, try to see. I mean, it's one of those things where I think it helps to be experienced because you have a better idea of the format. You're not as jumpy. There aren't as many nerves. That'd be a big worry for Santana, obviously, in front of the home crowd. Plus, he's really not that much of a home run hitter. You know, he is a pull guy, but doesn't really elevate with the same kind of launch angle that some of these other guys do. So you can bet the head-to-head matchups. You can bet, you know, obviously there will be in-tournament wagering as the guys get eliminated from each round. So there will be a lot. You know, I don't know if there'll be like a longest home run prop or something like that. But, you know, it's one of those things that anytime it's something fun, like a draft, like an All-Star game, a skills competition, something like that, there's going to be odds out for it. So over the next couple of days, I think we'll start to see a lot more of those prop betting options come out.
Again, we're talking with Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio. All right, we'll dive into the Major League Baseball slate tonight. Just a few days remain before we get into the All-Star break. I know tonight you like that over in the Blue Jays and Orioles game. Looks like a lackluster pitching performance. That could be one of the big reasons why.
Yeah, you know, one thing I will say right off the top is that I think this is a tough weekend for betting on baseball because, you know, you don't really know how focused some of these teams are. You know, they're looking forward to that downtime. Like the Mets, for example, have been a complete and utter dumpster fire in the first half. I wish I could go against them, but Jacob DeGrom pitches tonight. Noah Syndergaard pitches tomorrow. Zach Wheeler on Sunday. So even if the team's not invested, those are three really strong starting pitchers. So it makes it pretty tough. There are some different considerations here for this last weekend of the first half. But as far as the Blue Jays and Orioles game tonight goes, you know, Aaron Sanchez is a guy that's pretty close to getting designated for assignment. You know, I think he'll be non-tendered in the offseason by Toronto. Just the last 3 years, he's not been very good. And Dylan Bundy is not really making the strides I would have expected with a new regime, with a more numbers-driven front office there in Baltimore. Still gives up a lot of home runs, doesn't have a very good contact or command profile. And Rogers Center, it's a very good park for guys that hit the ball in the air. Dylan Bundy allows a lot of fly balls, so Toronto should get some chances tonight. Same thing for Baltimore. So, like the over in that game for sure.
And one more game I want to focus on here on the MLB docket tonight. Boy, you really like Masahiro Tanaka and the Yankees against the Tampa Bay Rays. Why is that?
Yeah, this is an interesting one because you could make a case for the Yankees coming back off the London series, coming off of, you know, playing Boston, then playing the Subway Series against the Mets, that, you know, maybe they'd kind of coast through this series a little bit. But I think they really want to focus on guaranteeing a split. I think they want to get in the All-Star break with the lead that they have, not let Tampa Bay gain any ground. So I think that that was a factor last night. Chapman blows the save. They win in extra innings. I think you can kind of ride that into tonight. Not to mention, Masahiro Tanaka has been great against the Rays in his career. And Tampa Bay is sending out Brendan McKay, who is making his second career start. He's a two-way player, but he started the year at Double-A. The Yankees are a very, very strong lineup. He's a good left-handed prospect, but I think this situation tonight is a big step up in class for him. So I'll take the short favorite price for the Yankees.
Well, and the Indians are kind of sort of rooting for the Yankees tonight because they're taking on the Rays, and the Tribe right now only a game behind the Rays for that top wild card spot in the American League. Adam, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great weekend, and we'll do it again next week.
Sounds good, Andy. Take care, man.